Will you please turn to 2 Corinthians?
请我们翻开哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
We will read the first 6 verses.
我们读第一到第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Therefore, having this ministry, as we have had mercy shown us, we faint not.
我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不丧胆。
But we have rejected the hidden things of shame, and walk, not walking in deceit, nor falsifying the word of God, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves.To every conscience of man before God.
乃将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。
But if also our gospel is veiled, it is veiled in those that are lost.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。
In whom the God of this world has blinded the thoughts of the unbelieving, so that the radiancy of the glad tidings of the glory of the Christ, who is image of God, should not shine forth for them.
此等不信之人被世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus Lord, and ourselves your bondmen for Jesus' sake.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
Because it is the God who spoke that out of darkness light should shine, who has shone in our hearts for the shining forth of the knowledge of the glory of God.In the face of Jesus Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录第十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录第十二章。
Verses 10, 11, and 12.
第十到第十二节。
And I heard a great voice in the heaven saying, Now is come the salvation, and the power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren has been cast out, who accused them before our God by day and night.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
And they have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb, and by reason of the word of their testimony, and have not loved their life even unto death.
弟兄胜过他。是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们随至于死，也不爱惜性命。
Therefore, be full of delight, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the world, earth, and to the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great rage, knowing that he has a short time.
所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧。因为地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather together again in thy presence,
亲爱的主，我们再一次聚在你同在里面的时候，
we cannot help But thank thee for this privilege.
我们实在感谢你给我们有这样的特权。
As we think of many in this world who do not have such privilege.
我们知道世上有许多的人没有这样的权利。
Who are we that thou should grace us so much?
我们是谁呢？你如此的向我们施恩。
Dear Lord, as we are in thy presence,
哦，当我们在你面光底下的时候，
we want to tell thee that we do mean business.
哦，我们实在愿意谨慎地在你的跟前。
We do not come here just for a good time.
我们来到这里并不是有一点好的时光。
We come here that we may hear thy voice.
哦，我们愿意来到这里听到你的声音。
We come here that we may know thee.
哦，叫我们能够认识你。
We come here that we may be refreshed and restored in faith.
我们来到这里让我们的信心得着恢复。
We come here that thou will may be done in our lives as it is in heaven.
我们来到这里，实在愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So Lord, thou who searches our heart, we pray that thou will answer our heart's cry.
哦，主啊，求你查验我们的心，也答应我们心中向你的祈祷。
In these last days, that thou will revive thy work in us.
哦，在这末后的日子，你在我们当中复兴你的作为。
Thou will restore us and recover us.
你复兴也恢复我们。
That we may be faithful witnesses of thy testimony.
哦，叫我们成为你见证那忠心的见证人。
Lord, we want to give ourselves to thee once again.
我们再一次把我们自己都交在你的手中。
We pray that thy Holy Spirit will finish thy good work in us.
求你的圣灵在我们当中做成你的工。
In these last days, Lord, that thou may use us.
哦，在这末后的日子，你能够使用我们。
To maintain thy testimony in this evil world.
哦，来在这个罪恶的世代里面显出做你的见证。
And to bring in thy kingdom.
哦，带进你的国。
Lord, hear our cry.
听我们向你的呼求。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.We do thank the Lord for such a gathering.
我们实在为了有这样的聚集，我们感谢主。
We are here for one purpose.
我们在这里为了一个目的。
We want to know what is the testimony of God.
我们要知道什么是神的见证。
What is the testimony of Jesus Christ?
什么是耶稣基督的见证?
And what is our testimony?
什么是我们的见证?
We have come almost to the last.
我们临到了末了的时刻。
And I really feel that whether we can say,
我不知道我们能不能够这样讲。
We know what the testimony of God is.
我们知道什么是神的见证。
And we know for sure what is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们也清楚知道什么是耶稣基督的见证。
And what is our testimony.
那什么是我们的见证。
So may the Lord just help us.
求主帮助我们。
That these may not be just theories.
哦，虽然这些不单单是一些的理论。
Something that we hear.
是我们听见的。
But we pray that this may be something real.
哦，我们祈求让这些实在能够成为我们的实际。
And it becomes our very life.
成为我们的生命。
Our very ministry unto God.
成为我们在神面前的服事。
In the beginning, we mentioned the word testimony.
一开始我们讲到见证这个字。
Testimony is truth.
见证是真理。
It is reality.
是实际。
It is fact.
是事实。
It is something that has been accomplished.
是已经成就的事。
And it is something that stands firm.
是能够站立不动的。
And that is the objective side of a testimony.
这是见证客观的一面。
But there is also the subjective side of testimony.
但见证仍有它主观的一面。
And that is to say, it is something that we have seen and heard.
就是我们看见也听见的。
We are first-hand witnesses.
我们是第一手经历过的。
Because we have seen the truth.
因为我们已经看见那真理。
Because we have seen the reality.
我们已经看见那个实际。
Therefore, we testify of it.
所以我们要为它做见证。
And not only that.
不但这样。
This testimony is not just something that we testify.
这个见证不光光是我们在这里做见证。
We find that this testimony becomes a part of us.
我们发现这个见证成为我们的一部分。
It influences our life.
影响我们的生命。
It changes our life.
改变我们的生命。
And it conforms us to the testimony.
叫我们能够给磨成见证的形象。
So the testimony and we become one.
所以见证跟我们合为一。
Now our testimony is nothing else.
我们的见证并没有其他。
But the testimony of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督的见证，就是神的见证。
Because we do not preach of ourselves.
因为我们在这里并不是传讲我们自己。
We preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们传讲耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And this is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we mentioned yesterday morning,
昨天早上我们提到，
that this testimony is today entrusted to the church.
这个见证今天主托付给教会。
This testimony is so huge, so big, so immense.
这个见证是那么大，那么伟大，那么实在的。
It is so rich.
那是那么丰富的
that it cannot be borne witness to by just some individuals.
不可能是一两个个人能够把它见证出来。
It takes a whole body to be the witness.
是需要整个的身体来做这个见证。
So we find that on the day of Pentecost.
所以我们知道在五旬节的时候。
When the Holy Spirit came down from heaven.
当圣灵从天而降。
And in one spirit, the 120 believers who gathered in that upper room were baptized into one body.
在楼上的120个人因着一个灵他们就被浸为一个身体。
Now before that,You had 120 individual believers.
在那个之前有120个个别的信徒。
It was a congregation of 120 members.
是120位会众。
I think such congregation is very rare.
这样的会众是很稀有的。
If we have a congregation like this, I think we will be more than satisfied.
如果我们能够有那样的一群的会众，我们应该很满意了。
Because there, among the 120, we have the apostles.
因为在那里有这些的使徒们。
And we have the mother of our Lord Jesus and his brethren according to the flesh.
有主耶稣的母亲，还有主耶稣肉身的兄弟。
And we have also those who knew the Lord and followed the Lord for about 3 years.
我们也有许多跟从主、认识主有三年之久的人。
And we have also women who love the Lord so much.
有一些妇女，她们是那么样的爱主。
Now these 120 gathered together in that upper room for 10 days.
这120个人，他们聚在小楼上有10天之久。
They gave themselves to prayer with one accord.
他们同心合意的祷告。
But they were 120 individuals.
但是他们是120个的个体。
Gathered together.
聚在一起。
But on the day of Pentecost, something tremendous happened.
五旬节那一天有大的事情发生。
The Holy Spirit came down.
圣灵降临。
And in one spirit, they were baptized into one body.
在一个灵里面，他们给浸成一个身体。
Now that is the real meaning of Pentecost.
这是五旬节的实在的意义。
And sometimes when we think of Pentecost,
有时候当我们想到五旬节，
and we think of the sound and of the sight,
我们想到那个巨大的声音跟那个情况。
Because on the day of Pentecost, a huge sound like hard breathing filled the room.
因为在五旬节的时候有巨大的声音在那，好像喘气的声音在充满这个 房子里面。
And the Holy Spirit came down upon the heads of 120 like tongues of fire.
圣灵就降临在120个人的身上，有舌头像火那样。
So we often think of Pentecost as sound and as sight.
所以我们一直以为五旬节乃是大声音跟有特别的意象。
But we believe that these are just complementary.
我们知道这只是附加送给我们的。
The real meaning of Pentecost is here.
真正的五旬节的意义乃是在这里。
In one spirit, they were baptized into one body.
在一个灵里面，他们给浸成一个身体。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
From there on, you'll find these 120.
在那个时候开始，这一百二十个人，
even though they are still, they maintain their individual as individuals.
他们仍然维持是每一个人啊个体。
And yet they were one.
但他们是一个。
They were members one of another.
他们是。在肢体上彼此，在身体里面彼此做肢体。
And to that body, the Lord entrusted His testimony.
在这一个身体的里面，主把他的见证托付出来。
They are to proclaim Jesus as Lord.
要宣告耶稣是主。
And they are to be witnesses to the Lord Jesus.
他们在那里为耶稣做见证。
And in the very beginning, you'll find how glorious it was.
在一开始，我们看到那是多么的荣耀。
If we read the book of Acts,
如果我们读《使徒行传》的话
，the first few chapters,
在前面几章
，we find that on the day of Pentecost,
我们看到在五旬节的时候
，when Peter stood up, the other 11 stood up with him.
当彼得站起来，其他十一个使徒也跟他一同站起来。
Even though Peter was the spokesman.
虽然彼得是那个讲话的人，
and yet the 11 stood with him.
那十一个与他一同站起来，
because they bore the same testimony.
因为他们带着同一个见证。
And on that very day, 3,000 came to the Lord.
那一天就有3,000人信主。
And in chapter 2, verse 42,
在第二章四十二节，
it said they continued in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles.
说都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
Not only they continually keeping the teaching of the apostles.
他们不单单只是遵守使徒的教训。
And we know the teaching of the apostles is none other but the teaching of Christ.
我们知道使徒的教训乃是基督的教训。
Even though the apostles is in plural number,
虽然使徒是多数的，
there are 12 apostles there.
他们有十二个使徒。
And yet their teaching is one.
他们的教训乃是一个。
Because Peter does not have his own teaching.
因为彼得没有他自己的教训。
John does not have his own doctrine.
约翰没有他自己的教导。
James does not have his own theology.
雅各也没有他自己的神学。
Their teaching is one.
他们的教训乃是一个。
They teach what they have received from the Lord.
他们就是教导他们从主所领受的。
So you find that all the believers at that time,
你发现所有当时的信徒
3,120 of them,
3,120位
they all continue occupied with the teaching of our Lord Jesus.
他们一同继续被使徒的教训来占据。
And they not only keep the teaching,
他们不单只持守这些的教训，
but also they continue in the fellowship of the apostles.
他们继续在使徒的交通的里面。
And you find here again, the apostles are in full number.
你发现在这里使徒是众数的。
And yet, the fellowship is in singular number.
那一个交通是单数的。
It is not that Peter has his fellowship.
不是说彼得有他自己的聚会。
He gathers a few around him.
他就找几个跟他接近的。
And people say, we are of Peter.
他那些人说我们是属彼得的。
No, we find that there is only one fellowship.
你发现那里只有一个的交通，一个的聚集。
And the fellowship of the apostles is the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ.
使徒们的交通乃是神儿子耶稣基督的交通。
As they fellowship with the Father and the Son,
当他们与父与子相交的时候，
they report what they have heard and seen.
他们告诉主他们所看见所听见的。
So that we may have fellowship with them.
所以我们能够与他们相交。
As they fellowship with the Father and with the Son.
好像他们与父与子相交一样。
So the teaching is one, the fellowship is one.
所以是一个教导，也在一个交通、一个聚会的里面。
And they break bread and prayers.
他们擘饼祈祷。
How they remember the Lord.
他们如此的纪念主。
They love the Lord.
他们爱主。
And they remember the Lord as one.
他们在一的里面纪念主。
And how they pray.
他们如何的祈祷？
Not just individual personal prayers.
不单只是个人的祈祷，
but it is corporate prayer.
而是整体的祷告。
They pray together as one.
他们在一的里面祷告。
Now that is the church life.
这是教会的生活。
And we find how they love one another.
我们发现他们怎么样彼此相爱。
How they met in the temple.
他们怎样在殿里面聚会。
Because at that time they do not have their own building.
因为当时他们没有他们自己聚会的地方。
So they use Solomon's porch.
所以他们就用所罗门廊。
For the time when they gather together as one.
就是他们那样在一殿里面聚集。
And how they break bread from house to house.
他们在个人家中擘饼。
Thanking the Lord.
感谢主。
And loving one another.
彼此相爱。
Now that was how the church becomes the vessel of the testimony of Jesus.
教会就这样成为耶稣基督见证的器皿。
And their testimony was powerful.
他们的见证是蛮有能力的。
Within 30 some years,
在三十年之内，
the gospel has been preached from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the end of the earth.
福音就从耶路撒冷、犹太传递撒玛利亚直到地极传开了。
Because at that time Rome is the end of the world.
因为当时罗马的版图直到地极。
It's also the center of the world.
也是当时世纪的中心。
So we find that within 30 some years,
所以在三十几年以内，
the gospel of Jesus Christ had already covered the world of that time.
耶稣基督的见证已经当时传遍了那个世纪。
Many came to the Lord.
许多人信主。
Both Jews and Gentiles.
许多外邦人也有犹太人。
The Jews and the Gentiles had nothing to do with each other before.
犹太人跟外邦人本来是不相干的。
But now in Christ Jesus they are one.
但是在基督耶稣里他们合为一。
There is neither Jews nor Gentiles.
不分是犹太人外邦人。
They are in Christ Jesus.
他们都在耶稣基督里。
And what a powerful testimony.
那一个多么有能力的见证。
People look at them.
人看见他们。
And people say, see how they love one another.
看他们是那样的彼此相爱。
The church from the very beginning bore a faithful testimony.
教会从最开始 带出那忠心的见证。
But of course we know the enemy of God was aroused.
我们知道神的仇敌在那里搅扰。
So you find that even at the time of the apostles,
所以我们知道当使徒的时代
the enemy tried to slip in.
哦，仇敌要跑进来。
First of all, he tried to use persecution.
首先他用着逼迫。
You remember how Stephen was stoned to death.
你知道斯提凡怎样被石头打。
He was the first martyr in the church of God.
他是在神教会里面头一位殉道者。
And after that, you find persecution began to spread.
之后你发现逼迫就非常普遍。
And Saul, the Pharisee, was the leader in that work.
扫罗法利赛人他是逼迫教会的首领。
And you find that he will go into houses.
你发现他会到别人的房子里面去。
Seize men and women.
在那里抓这些信奉这道的男人。
And brought them to the court.
把他们带到官府那里。
And sentence them, some even to death.
审判他们，有一些把他们致死。
He went to the synagogues.
他到会堂里面。
And he found anyone who believed in the Lord Jesus.
他发现有任何人相信耶稣基督的。
He will force them to blaspheme.
他在那里就强迫他们来不要信。
And the disciples began to scatter.
信徒们就开始四散。
But thank God.
感谢神。
Wherever they went,
不问他们去哪里，
they went with the gospel.
他们把福音也带到哪里。
So you find because of the persecution,
借着这样的逼迫，
the testimony of Jesus began to spread abroad.
神的见证就给传出去了。
Now the enemy saw it.
仇敌看到了。
And he knew that that wouldn't work.
他知道这个方法不成功。
So he tried other means.
所以他用其他的方法。
He tried to deceive, put deception into the mind of people.
他就把一些欺骗的思想放在人的心中。
In some places,
在有一些地方。
He tried to pollute the mind of people.
他就在那里用一些的事情来污染人的。
Give them false teachings and heresies.
把一些错误的教导或者是异端给他们。
To lead them away from Christ.
带他们离开基督。
And according to the world.
叫他们到世界里面去。
According to the wisdom of man.
用人的智慧来把他们带走。
Not according to Christ.
不是根据基督。
Now you find that in the letter to the Colossians.
你知道在哥罗西书里面有这样的记载。
When they were trying to follow the Lord.
当他们要跟从主的时候。
When they were trying to seek for perfection.
在他们那里要追求进入完全的时候。
They were deceived.
他们受了欺骗。
Saying that you cannot find that in Christ.
他们说你不能够在基督里面达到。
You have to find it in somewhere else.
所以你要在其他的地方才能够追求到。
You find it in philosophy.
所以你要在哲学的里面可以找到。
You find it in ritualism.
你可以在一些的传统的一些教导里面来得到。
And also at the same time, you find the enemy try to draw out the flesh that is in the believers.
你也发现仇敌要在信徒们当中把他们的肉体调动起来。
And you find that in 1 Corinthians.
在哥林多前书里面。
Even though they were the Lord's.
虽然他们是属于主的。
And yet you find they were carnal.
你知道他们是属肉体的。
And they acted nothing different from the people of the world.
他们与属世的人的行为没有分别。
That the testimony of Jesus might be put to shame.
耶稣基督的见证受了羞辱。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
you find that even towards the end of the first century,
直到第一世纪的末了，
at the time of John the Apostle,
使徒约翰的时代。
Because all the other apostles have passed away.
因为其他的使徒都已经过去了。
And then you find in the book of Revelation.
在启示录的里面。
That was toward the end of the first century.
那是第一世纪的末了。
And what do you find with the church at that time?
你发现那个时候的教会是怎么样的光景？
How about the testimony of Jesus at that time?
那个时候耶稣基督的见证是如何呢？
You know, the testimony of Jesus was entrusted to the church.
耶稣基督的见证已经托付了给教会。
The church was to bear witness to it.
教会是要为耶稣基督做见证。
But when you read the second and the third chapters of the book of Revelation,
当你读启示录第二、第三章的时候，
What do you find there?
你在那里找到什么？
Now, here you find John saw a vision.
你在那里看到约翰看到一个异象。
He saw seven golden lampstands.
他看到有七个金灯台。
That represent the seven churches in Asia.
那代表亚细亚的七个教会。
And the Son of Man walking in the midst of the seven lampstands.
人子在七个金灯台当中行走。
Even when our Lord was on earth, in heaven. Now our Lord is in heaven.
哦，那个时候我们的主已经在天上。
But he is there as our high priest.
他仍然在那里做我们的大祭司。
He is not only high priest to each one of us individually.
他不单只做我们每个人的大祭司。
He is high priest attending his own church.
他也是他聚会的大祭司。
He is looking in the church for his testimony.
他在教会的里面要寻找得到他的见证。
Whether the light is still shining.
那个灯台是不是明亮。
Whether the light has grown dim.
或者是灯已经开始熄灭了。
And whether it is already smoking.
或者在那里已经灭了。
And he's trying to restore the light.
他在那里要恢复这个光。
That is to say, he's trying to restore his testimony.
他在那里要恢复他的见证。
You know what the Lord is looking in the church?
主在教会里面在那里寻找。
He is looking for himself.
他在那里寻找他自己。
He wants to find himself in his own church.
他要在他教会的里面找到他自己。
What he has revealed to the church.
他向教会所启示的。
He is trying to find if it is there.
他要在那里寻找到他启示出来的自己。
So you find to each church.
所以你在每一个教会的里面。
There is a revelation of himself.
在那里有他自己启示的一部分。
In Revelation chapter 1, you find a vision of our Lord Jesus.
在启示录第一章，你看到那里有主耶稣基督的启示。
And then to each church, you find he reminded them of some part of that revelation.
每一个教会的里面，你就发现有他自己的一部分启示在其中。
And that is to say, this is what he is looking for.
也就是说，这是他要寻找的。
What he has already revealed.
他已经把他启示出来的。
What you have seen and heard.
你们已经看见，已经听见的。
This is what he is looking for in his own church.
这是他在教会里面要寻找到的。
You know the seven churches in Asia.
你知道在亚细亚的七个教会。
They are chosen to illustrate.
他们给拣选出来要说明。
Because there are many churches in Asia.
在亚细亚有许多的教会。
Aside from the seven churches, there are other churches.
除了这七个教会以外，还有其他的教会。
At the end of the first century.
在第一世纪的末了。
But the Holy Spirit picked out these seven churches.
圣灵就选了这七个教会。
Because these seven churches in one sense represent the condition of the churches throughout the ages.
因为这七个教会就代表了历史历代教会的光景。
And you know, these seven churches can be looked at from different angles.
我们知道这七个教会能从不同的角度来看。
These seven churches are actually seven churches in Asia in the first century.
这是第一世纪在亚细亚七个教会。
And these seven churches, you can look at from a prophetic view.
这七个教会你可以从一个预表，从一个预言的角度来讲。
Because book of Revelation is a book of prophecy.
因为我们知道启示录乃是一本预言的书。
So these seven churches represent the churches from the first century to the last.
所以这些的教会也说出了从第一个世纪直到最后。
But also these seven churches, spiritually speaking,
这七个教会从属灵的角度来说
They represent the churches in the world at every generation and every century.
他们也代表了在这地上每一个时代每一个时期教会的光景
In the first century, you can find these conditions.
在第一世纪你可以看到这些的光景
In the 20th or 21st century, you will still see these conditions.
在今天21世纪你仍然看到这不同的光景
So here, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
What do you find at that time?
那个时候你找到什么
The letter to the churchIn Ephesus.
对以弗所的教会
We know the church in Ephesus has a glorious beginning.
我们知道以弗所的教会有一个荣耀的起头
When Paul entered into Ephesus.
当保罗到以弗所的时候
How the Lord did wonderful things there.
神在那，主在那里做奇妙的工作
The church in Ephesus, it was noted for its love.
以弗所的教会是因着他们的爱而出名
And therefore, when Paul wrote the letter to the Ephesians from Roman prison,
所以当保罗在罗马的监牢里面写信给以弗所教会的时
候 He was able to share with them the full counsel of God.
他可以跟他们讲神那永远的计划
Even when he was there,
当他在以弗所的时
候 During that 3 years,
在那三年的期间
He did not withhold anything or anything from them.
他没有保留任何的东西不跟他们讲
He shared with them the full counsel of God.
他与他们分享神啊整个的计划
And why is it so?
为什么呢
He couldn't do that with the Corinthian believers.
他不能够对哥林多的信徒讲这些
But he was able to fully reveal what God has revealed to him to the Ephesian believers.
他可以对以弗所的信徒讲神给他启示里面的一切。
And not because the Ephesians are more intelligent than the Corinthians.
并不是说以弗所人比哥林多人更聪明。
As a matter of fact, the Corinthians were noted for their cleverness.
因为哥林多的人是以他们的智慧出名的。
They were noted for their logical speaking.
他们是最有这个逻辑性的言语和出名的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the reason why God is able to open his heart as it were,
神能够向他们把他的话打开
not because someone is intelligent,
不是因着他们特别有智慧
but because someone has a heart for him,
因为他们有一个心向着神
It is not the mind, it is the heart,
不是他们的思想而是他们的心
It is love.
是爱
because the Ephesian believers that love the Lord
因为以弗所的信徒他们爱主
they love the Lord with an undying love
他们有那一个不死的爱去爱主
and therefore you find Paul was able to pour out the full counsel of God to them
你就发现保罗能够倾倒出神永远的旨意在他们的身上
what a glorious beginning it was
那是多么荣耀的开始
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
when you read the letter in Revelation chapter 2,
当你读启示录第二章的书信的时候,
you find outwardly they were able to maintain everything just as it were before.
你发现外表他们能够维持本来的现象。
They still have labor, they still have work,
他们仍然有劳碌，仍然有工作。
They still have the knowledge of discernment.
他们仍然能够分辨，有分辨的知识。
They were able to discern the false apostles from the true apostles.
他们能够分辨出 真使徒与假使徒。
And they were still rejecting the Nicolaitans.
他们仍然在那里这个拒绝尼格拉一党的。
And that is to say the clergy system.
就是当时分为圣品阶级的这些的教导。
So you find everything seemed to be right.
好像一切都很准确。
But inwardly, something was missing.
但是里面少了一些的东西。
And what was missing was the most essential thing.
他们缺乏的乃是最重要的。
After the Lord mentioned to them that you have this and that and all these things.
主说你们有这个有那个。
But the Lord said, I am against you.
但主说我反对你们。
I am against you.
我反对你们。
Why?
为什么?
Because you have lost your first love.
因为你们失去了那起初的爱。
Outwardly, everything went on as usual.
外面一切都照常进行。
But inwardly,
但是里面
something was missing.
少了一些东西。
What the Lord looked for are not these outward things.
主所要的不是这些外面的。
What he looked for is that inward spirit.
他要得到的乃是里面的。
He was looking for himself.
他在那里寻找他自己。
Because God is love.
因为神是爱。
Our Lord Jesus is love.
我们的主耶稣是爱。
When love is missing,
当没有爱的时候,
you'll find nothing satisfied the Lord's heart.
没有任何东西能够满足主的心。
The testimony was gone.
那一个见证消失了。
The form was there.
那个外表还在
but the testimony was gone.
但见证没有了。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
here you find our Lord began to call them to repent.
主在这里呼召他们要悔改。
In spite of all these outward goodness,
虽然有这些外面的这些的优点,
they needed to repent.
他们需要悔改。
They needed to know where.Did they fall?
他们要知道他们在哪里坠落
and to be restored to do the first work.
然后就从哪里恢复到起初
and then you find at the end of that letter.
你发现在这书信的末后
He who has ear, let him hear.
凡有耳的就应当听
What the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话
He who overcomes.
得胜的。
The Lord is calling for overcomers.
主在那里呼召得胜者。
You know, the testimony of Jesus was entrusted to the whole church.
耶稣基督的见证已经托付给整个的教会。
Only when the whole church bears that witness.
当整个的教会带出这个见证
that testimony is complete.
那个见证就完整。
But when the whole began to fall away,
当整个的教会在那里坠落的时候
God begins to call for overcomers.
神就开始呼召得胜者。
Now who are the overcomers?
谁是得胜者呢？
The overcomers are those who respond to the call of God.
得胜者乃是那些回应主呼召的。
God has revealed himself to them.
神把他自己启示给他们。
But they have lost their vision.
但他们失掉了他们的看见。
They have lost their revelation.
他们失掉了他们的启示。
They do not live according to that vision.
他们没有照着他们的意向来活。
They were disobedient to the heavenly vision.
他们违背了那从天上来的意向。
But those who overcome.
但是那些得胜的。
Overcome what?
得胜什么？
Overcome that falling away from the vision of Jesus.
得胜他们从耶稣基督的启示里面所坠落的。
They respond to the call.
他们对这个呼召有回应。
They repent of their failure.
他们从他们的失败的里面悔改。
And they return to the first love.
他们转回到那起初的爱。
The overcomers are not someone super, superman.
那些得胜者并不是一些超人。
Super Christians.
一些特别的基督徒。
The overcomers are the normal Christians.
得胜者乃是那正常的基督徒。
When everyone becomes abnormal,
当其他的人都变为不正常的时候
，there are some by the grace of God,
有一些借着神的恩典
，they respond to the call of God,
他们向神的呼召有回应
，they repent of their sins,
他们从罪里面悔改
，and they return to the Lord,
他们转回归向主。
They took up the responsibility of bearing the testimony of Jesus.
他们负起耶稣基督见证的责任。
And they took up that responsibility for the whole church.
他们为全教会负起耶稣基督见证的责任。
And they do not separate themselves from the church.
他们没有与教会分开。
But they try to.Take the responsibility for the whole church.
但是他们要为了整个教会来担起这个见证的责任。
And these are the overcomers.
这些是得胜者。
And with these overcomers,
借着这些的得胜者
the Lord is able to maintain His testimony on earth.
主就能够维持他在地上的见证。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
This call to overcome is also here.
这一个得胜者的呼召今天也在这里。
God is calling us to overcome.
神呼召我们做得胜者。
We find even in our time,
我们发现在我们这个时刻
how the church has failed.
教会如何的失落
in the testimony of Jesus
特别是在耶稣基督见证的上面
you know the success and the failure of the church
一个教会的成功或者失败
is measured only by one thing
只是用一件事情来测量
it is measured by the testimony of Jesus
就是在这里看有没有耶稣基督的见证
A church may outwardly seem to be very successful
哦，教会从外表看看可能是一个很成功的教会
It may have lots of people
可能有许多的人
It may have lots of activities
有很多的活动
And may have done lots of good
也做很多的好事情
But brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
God measures a church only with one standard
神只用一个标准来审查他的教会
And that is the testimony of Jesus
那就是耶稣基督的见证
Whether the testimony of Jesus is faithfully born
是不是耶稣基督见证能够忠心地在那里带出来
Or whether it has failed
或者在那里失败了
So brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
This is what we find in the word of God
这是在神话里面我们所看到的
Now I'm just trying to fill in what I haven't saidYesterday.
我就是要补充一下我昨天没有讲的。
Now we'll come to what we want to share this morning.
那我们现在要讲今天我们要讲的。
The first morning we mentioned about our testimony.
头一天早上我们讲到我们的见证。
And the second morning we mentioned about the church.As the vessel of the testimony.
第二天我们讲到教会乃是耶稣基督见证的器皿。
Now today we would like to turn, as it were, from the testimony to the witness.
今天我们要讲从见证讲到见证人。
We have the testimony of Jesus entrusted to us.
我们有这个见证托付给我们
We are his witnesses
我们是他的见证人
You remember when our Lord was on earth
我们记得当我们的主在地上的时候
He told his people
他对他的人讲
In the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音里面,
when he was with his disciples,
当他与他的门徒在一起的时候,
he said, when the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth shall come,
说真理的圣灵要来到,
he shall bear witness of me,
他要为我做见证,
and you too shall bear witness of me,
你们也要为我做见证,
because you are with me from the very beginning,
因为你们是从起初与我同在的。
And then, of course, we know.
我们也知道,
before the ascension of our Lord Jesus,
当我们的主升天以前,
how he committed his testimony, to his own people.
他如何地把他的见证托付给属于他的人?
In Matthew chapter 28,
在马太二十八章的里面,
he said, go ye and disciple all nations.
他说你们要去, 使万民做我的门徒,
baptizing them in thisname of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
And whatever I have enjoined you, you instruct them.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教导他们。
And I will be with you to the end of the ages.
我就与你们同在直到世界的末了。
And it's essential, he told us it's a Bible.
哦，这是圣经里面告诉我们。
When the Holy Spirit comes, he shall be my witnesses.
哦，当圣灵降临的时候，他要为我做见证。
So in the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以在圣灵的大能底下
，we are to be his witnesses.
我们要成为他的见证人。
Now what are we to witness to?
那我们要怎做什么见证？
We witness to what we have seen and heard.
我们要为我们所听见、所看见的做见证。
We witness to what we have experienced of our Lord Jesus.
我们要为我们经历的主来做见证。
We bear witness that this is true.
我们要做见证说这是真理。
This is reality.
这是实际。
This is what we are to do.
这是我们要做的。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
how do we bear witness to the testimony?
我们如何地做见证?
What are the ways that we will bear witness to the testimony?
我们如何地把见证带出来?
Now we find that there are two ways to bear witness to our testimony.
我们发现有两条,两个方法来为我们来做见证。
And these two cannot be separated.
这两个是不能够分开的。
If our witness is to be powerful,
如果我们的见证要带着能力,
these two things must go together.
这两件事要连在一起。
Number one,
第一,
the way we bear the testimony of Jesus is by our word.
我们做见证第一个路乃是借着我们的话。
Bearing testimony is not something silent.
做见证不能寂寞，不能不讲话。
We have to speak out what we have seen and heard.
我们要把我们所见过、所听过的传讲出去。
You know, in the Old Testament time,
在旧约的里面。
If you have seen something and heard something,
如果你看见什么、听见什么。
If something happened and you were there,
如果有一些事情发生，你在那里。
And you refuse to speak out,
你拒绝把它讲出来。
You refuse to bear testimony,
你拒绝做见证。
It is considered as a sin.
这会看为是一个罪。
So what we have seen and heard,
所以我们所看见、所听见的，
how do we bear witness to it?
我们怎么样为它做见证？
We bear witness to it by our word.
我们要借着我们的话。
Look at our Lord Jesus.
看看我们的主。
Now he is the word.
他就是那话。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
道与神同在，道就是神。
Word.
那些话。
Why is it he is the Word?
为什么他是那话呢？
Because he is God's speech.
因为他是神的言语。
He speaks out to us what God is.
因为借着他就说出了神的所赐。
No one had ever seen God.
没有人见过神。
But the one who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
只有在父怀里的独生子把他表明出来。
So when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
所以当我们的主在地上的时候，
even though the Scripture does not tell us much about his early life.
虽然圣经没有告诉我们他童年的生活。
From his childhood until he was 30 years old.
从孩童直到他三十岁。
The Bible recorded very little of it.
圣经记载了不是很多关于主的事情。
We didn't hear any word from him.
我们没有听到他讲什么话。
The only word we heard from him was when he was 12 years old.
我们只是听过他十二岁所说过的话。
You know, when he was 12 years old,
当他十二岁的时候，
he went to Jerusalem to the temple.
他到耶路撒冷到圣殿里面去。
Now we wonder if it was the day of his bar mitzvah.
我们知道是不是他 bar mitzvah 那一个时候。
You know, with Jewish boys, when they reached the age of 12 or today 13.
你知道犹太的孩童那个时候是12岁，如今是13岁。
These boys will become sons of the law.
他们就成年了，他们就成为这个成年的律法之子。
Before that, they were trained in their home.
在这个日子以前，他们是在家里面接受教导。
Or they may be trained in the synagogues.
可能是在会堂里面受教导。
To study the law.
来学习律法。
But when they reached that age,
当他们到了那个年龄，
there was a ceremony.
那里有一个礼仪。
Saying that this boy has reached manhood.
说这个孩子如今成年了。
So he could be a son of the law.
所以他就能够成为律法之子。
He becomes a member of the synagogue.
他就成为会堂里面的一个分子。
He has the right to ask questions and to answer questions.
他在会堂里面有权利问问题，也有权利回答问题。
So we wonder whether it was at that time.
所以我们猜想可能是那个日子。
That our Lord, when he was 12, he went to the temple in Jerusalem.
我们的主十二岁的时候到耶路撒冷圣殿里面去。
And he was made a son of the law.
他成为律法之子。
But with our Lord Jesus, it was so different.
我们的主是与我们不一样。
With the other Jewish boys, they just gone through this ceremony.
其他犹太的孩童，他们就是过了这样的礼仪。
But with our Lord Jesus,
但在我们的主的身上，
it came upon him a deep consciousness.
在他良心的里面有一个很厉害的事情发生。
The son of the law to him was not just a formality.
成为律法之子对他来讲并不是一个仪式而已。
It was something very real to him.
对他来讲是那样的真实。
So when his parents left,
所以当他的父母离开的时候，
he may remain in the temple.
他仍然留在会堂里面。
And after 3 days, his parents found him there.
三天以后他的父母回来找到他。
And they found that he was in the midst of these scribes.
他就发现他跟文士们在一起。
And he was asking questions.
他那里问问题。
And he was answering questions.
他在那里也回答问题。
And people wonder where he came such intellect.
人说他哪里来这样的智慧。
And his mother said to him, Son, why do you do this to us?
他的母亲对他说，儿子，你为什么这样对我们？
How it worried us.
叫我们那么的担心。
He spent 3 days trying to find you.
我们用三天的时间要寻找你。
And our Lord spoke.
我们的主说话了。
He said,
他说，
why do you do this?
说你为什么这样做？
Do you not know that I must be occupied with my father's business?
难道你不知道我应该以我父的事情为念吗？
He spoke the truth.
他讲出真理。
But he was young.
他仍然很年幼。
He was still a minor.
他仍然是一个未成年的人。
So he obeyed his parents.
所以他顺服他的父母。
He went back and obeyed them.
他回家顺服他们。
And also he began to learn carpentry.
所以他就学习做木匠。
He later on was labeled as the carpenter.
他最后就说他成为纳木匠。
In other words,
换一句话说
his carpentry work is different.
他木匠的工作是跟别人不一样。
It is excellent.
是非常好的。
It is perfect.
是完美的。
Now that's the only thing we know.
我们只知道这些。
The only word we heard.
这是我们只听到他讲的一句话。
For 30 years, he was hidden and silent.
他是那样的隐藏，那样的静默。
But it was just a preparation.
但那只不过是预备。
And then you'll find when he was 30 years old,
当他三十岁的时候
he stepped out.
他站起来。
And he began to preach.
他开始传讲
the kingdom of God.
讲到神的国。
Repent.
悔改。
For the kingdom of the heavens has drawn near.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And from that time onward,
从那个时候开始
you'll find he began to travel through villages and cities.
你就发现他在各个乡村城市里面那里巡游。
From Galilee to Judea.
从加利利到犹大地。
From Judea to Galilee.
从犹大地到加利利。
Passing through Samaria.
哦，经过撒玛利亚。
And there you find he preached.
在那里他传讲。
He preached the kingdom of God.
他传讲神的国。
He declared the testimony of God.
他宣告神的见证。
He called people to return to God.
他那里呼叫人叫他们转向神。
He spoke out his testimony.
他把他的见证宣讲出去。
He told people that I was sent.
他告诉别人我是被差来的。
I didn't come on my own.
我不是自己来的。
I didn't speak out of myself.
我不是为我自己讲的。
I speak what I have heard of the Father.
我讲的乃是我听见父所讲的。
He was faithful to his Father.
他向着他的父是那样的忠心。
He was faithful to the testimony of God.
他向着神的见证是那么忠心。
Even when he was taken.
当他被取去的时候
He was brought to Caiaphas house
他被捉拿到提亚法的地方
And you find how they accuse him of many things
你看到他们在那里要指控他很多的事情
Many witnesses
有许多的见证人
Trying to say that Jesus did this, Jesus said that
说耶稣做这个耶稣做那个
And finally someone came up and said He said destroy the temple and you can restore it in 3 days
有人在做见证说这个人说他可以摧毁圣殿然后三天把它盖起来
But all these witnesses were vain
这些的见证很多都是虚空的。
There was no proof.
因为那些都是虚假，没有。
These are false witnesses.
因为这些都是假见证。
And you remember Caiaphas challenged our Lord Jesus.
你知道当时有人就在那里对主耶稣讲。
Did you hear all what these witnesses say?
你们听到这些见证人讲的吗
？Why do you not defend yourself?
为什么你自己？不为自己来辩护呢
The Lord was silent.
我们的主静默
He didn't say anything.
他没有说什么
So finally, Caiaphas in exasperation began to take oath.
所以最后拿亚法在那里很重的在那里说
In the name of God,
奉神的名
Tell us,
告诉我们
whether you are the Christ, the Son of God.
你是不是基督神的儿子
The Lord said, you have said it.
主说你说的是
Not only that.
不单这样
You will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the throne of God and coming in power.
你还要看到神的儿子在父的右边带着大能临天而降
And he was sentenced to death because of this
为着这个原因他被判死刑
He bore witness to himself
他为自己做见证
Because that is his testimony
因为那是他的见证
And whenever he was challenged, he spoke out.
哦，当他有人在那里指责挑战他的时候，他就讲出来。
He was silent to everything else.
他对于其他都是静默的。
But so far as the testimony was concerned, he spoke out.
但提到见证的时候，他一定讲话。
Even if it meant death to him.
就算那一个话带到他被判死刑。
And then they took him to.The governor.
所以他们就把他带到总督那里去。
And again, you find people began to accuse him of many, many things.
你就发现这些人指控他许多的事情。
But our Lord didn't say a word.
但我们的主一句话也没有讲。
He didn't care what they say about him.
他根本不注意他们所讲的。
So finally.
最后
Pontius Pilate said,
哦，比拉多说
Did you hear all the things that you are accused of?
你有没有听到这些人指控你的话？
Why didn't you say a word?
为什么你不讲话呢？
According to our Roman custom,
哦，根据我们罗马的传统，
We gave the defender a chance to defend himself.
我们给这个被告人有权利来为自己辩护。
To face his accusers.
哦，来面对这些指控他的人。
Now why is it you do not take that opportunity?
为什么你不争取这个机会？
The Lord was silent.
主静默。
He wouldn't answer him.
他不回答他。
So finally, Pilate said.
最后比拉多说
，Are you the king of the Jews?
你是犹太人的王吗？
Our Lord said, "You have said it."
我们的主说，你说的是。
I am born king.
我生下来是做王的。
But I'm the king of the truth.
那是我是真理的王。
And you know, our Lord was sentenced because of this testimony.
你知道我们的主为了他这样做见证而被判刑。
But he was a faithful witness before Pontius Pilate.
他在比拉多面前。他是一个忠贞的见证人。
He bore the faithful testimony.
他带出那忠心的见证。
With his word.
用他的话。
And then you find the same thing with apostles.
你发现使徒们也是这样。
From the day of Pentecost onward.
从五旬节开始
，They began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他们在那里传耶稣基督的福音。
You remember in chapter 4 of Acts.
你知道在使徒行传第四章的里面
，How Peter and John,
彼得跟约翰
，How they the Lord used them to perform a miracle.
主用着他们。行神迹
a beggar who was lame
一个残疾的人他是瘸腿的
and he was sitting at the gate called beautiful
他在那个殿的门美门那里
asking for alms
他在那里做乞丐
so when Peter and John came to the temple
所以当彼得跟约翰进圣殿的时候
now this beggar look at them expecting some alm
这个乞丐希望能够他们给他一点的施舍
and Peter look at him
彼得看着他
and saw there's faith in him
看他里面有这个信心
and he said gold and silver I have none
他说金银我都没有
but in the name of Jesus I command you to get up
但我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你起来
and this man stood up
这个人就起来
he leapt and he jumped
他就跳起来
a miracle was performed
行了神迹
There was a story about this.
那里有一个这样的故事。
Once upon a time,
有一次
，when Thomas Aquinas, that famous theologian,
当这个伟大的神学家汤姆斯
，he was visiting the Pope.
他去看教皇。
And the Pope showed him all the wealth of Vatican.
这个教皇就。要他看梵蒂冈一切的财富
and the Pope told Thomas
这个
教皇就告诉他牧师
We no longer to say gold and silver have we none
我们不再说金银我都没有了
And Thomas replied
哦，汤姆斯回答说
But neither can you say jump up
你也不能够说叫你起来
And because of this
因着这个事情这些事情
John and Peter were taken into custody
约翰跟彼得被捕
And they were taken to the Sanhedrin.
他们就给抓到官长的门的面前。
And you find these Pharisees, priests, and scribes.
你就发现这些法利赛人、祭司、文士。
And they forbade them to speak in the name of Jesus.
他们不准许他们奉耶稣基督的名讲话。
They forbade them to proclaim that Jesus.Was risen.
他们禁止他宣告耶稣已经复活了。
And you know what Peter and John said.
你知道彼得跟约翰怎么说
？To listen to man or to God.
说是听人的话还是听神的话
？What do you think is the right thing?
你认为哪样还是对的呢
？What we have seen and heard.
我们所听见所看见的。
We cannot help but preach it.
我们一定要。宣讲我们所听见所看见的
They were beaten
他们被打
But they were glad
但是他们里面喜乐
Worthy to suffer for the name of Jesus
他们为耶稣基督受苦觉得是值得的
They went back to their own company
所以他们就回到他们自己的地方
They told the brothers and sisters what had happened
他们就告诉弟兄姊妹所发生的事情
What was their response?
他们的回应是什么
They prayed together with one accord.
他们就同心合意地高声祷告。
Ask the Lord to give them boldness to preach Jesus Christ.
求主给他们胆量来宣讲耶稣基督。
The house shook.
房子被震动。
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们被圣灵充满。
And they preached Christ Jesus with boldness.
哦，他们宣讲耶稣基督有大能。在那里宣讲。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the way that we bear witness to the testimony of Jesus with our words.
我们为耶稣基督做见证，要用着我们的话。
The word,
话
is not only powerful to man.
不单只对人来讲是大有能力。
It is also powerful.Even to the unseen world.
对于那看不见的幽暗世界也是带着能力。
We find in Revelation chapter 12.
我们发现在启示录十二章的里面。
It is said they overcome the accuser.
说他胜过那控告的。
By the blood of the lamb.
是因着耶羔羊的血。
And by the word of their testimony.
说他们自己所见证的道。
So you find the word of the testimony.
你发现这个见证的道。
Is not only powerful to the world.
不单只对于世界来讲是大有能力。
Even to the unseen world.
对于那些看不见的世界也是这样。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但亲爱的弟兄姊妹
What makes the word so powerful?
什么叫这些话那么有能力
Is the name of Jesus a magic word?
难道耶稣基督的名是那样是一个很是像魔术一样吗
Right Now you remember a very interesting humorous incident
你记得一个很有趣的事情
In Acts chapter 19
在使徒行传第十九章里面
When the word of God was powerful in Ephesus
当神的话是那样的大有权柄在以弗所的时候
You know there were seven sons of the high priest
因为在那里有
大祭司的七个儿子。
The seven sons of Sceva, the high priest.
哦，在那里大祭司示基瓦的七个儿子。
And they were exorcists.
哦，他们这些人都是啊赶鬼。
And now they notice the Paul.
他们发现啊保罗。
How effective he was in casting out demons.
哦，他是那么有能力来赶鬼。
So they watch him.
所以他们就看他。
And they found Paul only used the name of Jesus.
保罗只用耶稣的名字。
Ah, that's the trick.
哦，这个。是那个秘诀。
It's much better than the magic words they used before.
哦，是比他们用的这个法术这个名字更有用。
So when they came to exorcise that demon possessed person,
所以他们在那个要赶鬼的时候呢
，and they said, I command you in the name of Jesus, preach by Paul.
所以他们说我。奉保罗所传讲耶稣基督的名来吩咐你。
And the devil said, Jesus I know.
这个鬼说我认识耶稣。
Paul I know.
我也认识保罗。
But who are you?
那你是谁啊？
So that man that the demon possessed jump upon them.
所以就被鬼附的就跳到他们身上。
And make them naked.
哦，叫他们赤身露体。
And hurt.
叫他们受伤
and they fled away.
他们就逃跑了
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
What makes the word so powerful?
是什么叫这些话那么有大能呢
if it is just word
如果只是一些话
empty word
哦，一些空话
it doesn't work
那没有用的
but the power of the word
但是这话语的大能
is because there's something backing it up.
因为后面有一些东西来支持它。
So you find the way we witness for the Lord.
你发现我们是这样的为主做见证的时候
is not only this matter of the word.
不光光是讲到这些话的问题。
You find that it is also a matter of our life.
这是讲到我们的生命。
Word without life is empty.
没有生命的话是空的。
You have to have a life that back up that word.
你要有那个生命来支持着这些话。
That word really means something to you.
这些的话对你是有意义的。
It's not hearsay.
只不光光是一些的言辞
It is a word that you personally are related to
这些话是你跟你自己有直接关系的
It is a word that you experience yourself
这些话是你自己所经历过的
It is backed up by a life
是用一个生命来支持这些话
That's where how the testimony, the witness is powerful
这说出为什么这些话的见证是大有能力。
Look at our Lord Jesus.
看看我们的主耶稣。
Why is it that every word that comes out of his mouth is powerful?
为什么每一句话从他口里出来都是带着大能
？Just a word, and the demon is cast out.
就是一句话，鬼就赶出去。
Because behind that word, there is a life.
在这个话的后面有一个生命
A life that is totally given to God
那个生命完全是神给的
When he came into this world
当他来到这个世界
It was prophesied of him
他在已经预言他的临到
Sacrifice and offerings God does not want
哦，燔祭跟这些的奉献不是神所要的。
Lo, I come to do thy will.
你看，我来是要行父的旨意。
You have prepared for me a body.
你为我预备了一个身体。
I come to do thy will.
我来是要行你的旨意。
Your law is written upon my heart.
哦，你的律法写在我的心上。
Throughout the life of our Lord Jesus.
哦，
从我们主耶稣的一生里面
How he was obedient absolutely to his father.
他是那样绝对的顺服他的父。
His whole life was governed by the Father's will.
哦，他的一生是在他父的旨意的管理底下。
If it is his father's will for him to drink that bitter cup.
哦，父的旨意叫他喝这苦杯。
Even if it means defilement.To his purity.
哦，就算能够哦叫沾染他的纯洁。
Even if it may mean such misunderstanding.
哦，就算带来那么大的误会。
Because he pleased the Father all his life.
因为他一生就是那样讨父的喜悦。
There was never any distance between him and the Father.
他与父没有分开过。
He and the Father were one.
他与父原为一。
The Father is holy, He is holy.
父是圣，神圣的，他也是神圣。
The Father is righteous, He is righteous.
父是公义的，他也是公义的。
He and the Father are one.
他与父原为一。
But one day,
但有一天
it is the Father's will,
是父的旨意
that He should become the sin bearer of the world.
他就成为整个世界背负的。
He who knew no sin,
他根本没有罪。
Not only he hadn't committed any sin,
他不单止没有犯过任何的罪。
He did not know what sin was,
他根本就不认识罪是什么。
And yet he was to become sin for us,
为我们成为罪。
How could he take it?
他怎么能够这样接受？
In the Garden of Gethsemane,
在科西玛尼园里面，
he struggled over this.
他在那里挣扎。
Father,
父啊，
if it is possible,
若是可行，
let this cup be removed from me.
叫这杯挪去。
But not my will.
但不要照我的意思。
Thy will be done.
那要照你的意思。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
throughout his life,
在他一生的里面，
there is a life.
那有一个生命
to the testimony of God,
就是为着神的见证。
God is God to him.
哦，神对于他是神。
God is absolute to him.
神对于他是绝对的。
He lived for that testimony.
他为了这个见证而活。
He died for that testimony.
他为了这个见证而死。
And because of such a life,
因着这一个生命
，so whatever he says,
他不论讲什么
，is powerful.
都带着能力
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
The same is true
对于真理也是这样
With us today
也对我们也是这样
How can our witness be effective?
我们的见证怎么能够有果效呢
Yes, we should speak out
我们要讲
Whenever people ask us
当人问我们的时候
What is the reason of your hope?
你们的盼望是什么
We must be prepared to tell them.
我们要预备好告诉他们
This is our responsibility.
这是我们的责任
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹们
If our life does not match with our word,
如果我们的生命配不上我们的言语
Our testimony is weak.
我们的见证就软弱。
In Revelation chapter 12,
在启示录十二章的里面
，He said they overcome the accuser.
那位说弟兄胜过他。
You know the they there refers to the man child.
那位说他们这些是指啊人的孩子们，男孩子。
Because in Revelation chapter 12, John was shown a vision.
因为在启示录十二章，约翰看到那个异象。
That was a vision of the last day.
因为在那里是末后的末期的一个异象。
That was a vision that will usher in the coming of Christ.
那个异象就带进了耶稣的基督的再来
That is a vision to us is present
那个意象对我们来讲是现在
It is a vision for us
是给我们的意象
Because we are living at this time
因为我们是活在这个时代。
The coming of the Lord is so near.
哦，主来的日子是那么接近。
Now during this time, what happened?
在这段日子里面，什么事情发生
？You find a woman in travail.
哦，你在这里看到一个妇人在那里生产。
That woman represents the church in the last days.
哦，那个妇人乃是代表末后日子的教会。
And she was in travail.
她在那里。有生产之苦。
And you find a dragon standing before that woman.
哦，你看到那个龙站在他的前面。
It seems as if the woman didn't mean too much to the dragon anymore.
哦，这个女人对于这个大红鹅讲，好像我并不能够算得什么了。
In the beginning, that woman was the target of the dragon.
因为起初这个女人乃是这个龙的。目标
But now it seems that the dragon just stood before the woman and waited.
好像现在这个龙就站在女人的面前，在那里等。
Because the woman didn't mean anything to him.
因为好像他不再看这个女人算得什么。
But the woman is something.
但是他的祝福是另外一件事情。
That is something.That means to the dragon very much.
那个对于这个龙是非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the church is in travail.
好像这个妇人要在惨难的时候
something is going to be produced.
要生一个东西出来
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
When you look at the world today,
当你看到今天的世界
When you look at the church today,
你看到今天的教会
Do you think there's no groaning?
在那里难道没有这样的叹息
Even the whole creation is groaning.
一切万物都在那里叹息
Waiting to be released.
等候得赎的日子
Waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
等候神的众子显出来
How can those who are the Lord's?
哦，那些属乎主的人怎么能够这样
How can they not be groaning too?
我们怎么能够不在那里叹息
Oh, we groan over the condition of the church.
我们为了教会的光景，我们叹息。
We groan over ourselves because our weaknesses.
我们为了我们的软弱，我们在那里叹息。
How we do cry to the Lord.
我们那样向神呼叫。
That something of Himself might be produced.
哦，让你的自己能够出来。
All these are not in vain.
这一切都不再成为。
Even wars and pestilence and earthquakes and all these things.
哦，战争，哦，饥荒、地震这些事情。
These are the signs of birth.
这都是这个生产的一个预表。
The woman was prepared to bring forth.
这个妇女要预备好生产。
The dragon, the enemy, Satan, the devil.
那个龙。那个仇敌撒旦
He knew
他知道
When that man child is born
当那个男孩子出生的时候
His day are numbered
他的日子就完了
That's why he was there waiting
他在那里等
When the man child came out he wants to swallow him
当这个男孩子出生的时候他要把他吃掉
But when the man child was born,
当这个男孩子出生的时候
he was taken right up to the throne.
上被提到宝座上去。
They overcame Satan.
他战胜了撒旦。
By the word of their mouth,
乃是他们所见证的道。
They loved not their life even unto death.
他们随之于死。
By the blood of the Lamb.
乃是借着羔羊的血。
This man child,
这个男孩子
is corporate.
是整体的。It represents the overcomers at the last time.
是代表末世的得胜者。
Before the coming of the Lord,
在主没有来以前
，there will be those overcomers.
那里会有这些的得胜者。
When that is matured,
当他们成熟了。
When that is ready,
当他们预备好了。
The Lord will take them right up to the throne.
主就把他们提到宝座上去。
They prepare the way for the coming of the Lord.
他为主的再来预备道路。
They break through the air.
他们打开了这个天空。
The headquarters of Satan.
冲破了撒旦的总部。
And they reach the throne of God.
然后他们就达到宝座
，as the welcoming party to the Lord，
来欢迎主的再来。
And because of this，
因着这些
，there was war，
在那里有征战
，in the sky，
在空中有征战。
Michael and his armies，
米迦勒跟他的军队
，fought against Satan and his armies，
在那里与撒旦的阵营征战。
And Satan was cast down upon the earth，
然后撒旦被扔到地上。
The air was clear，
哦，空中。就穷尽了
waiting for the Lord to come from the throne to the air
等候主降到空中
these overcomers
这些得胜者
they overcome by the blood of the Lamb
他们是因着羔羊的血而得胜
brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
they are no different than anybody else
他跟别人没有什么不同
we are as weak as anybody else
我们跟别人一样那么软弱
Maybe even weaker,
可能更软弱
but thank God,
但是感谢
神 we know the blood of the Lamb.
我们认识羔羊的血
we repent,
我们悔改
we believe in the power of his blood
我们相信他宝血的功效
his blood washes us
他的宝血洗净我们
and there is the word of our testimony、
哦、还有所见证的道
we testify
我们做见证
we speak out
我们宣讲
Jesus is Lord
耶稣是主
and he really is Lord to us
他对我们实在是主
so there is power there
所以在那里有能力
if the Lord is not your Lord
如果主是我们的主
you may say Jesus is Lord but there is no power there、
哦、如果主不是你的主你可以说耶稣是主但那没有能力
but when you live a life under the Lordship of Christ
但是当你活出一个让基督做主的生活的时候
when you surrender your life to the Lord
当你把你自己的生命降服在他面前的时候
allow him to rule over you
让他来统管你
then when you speak out
那当你说话的时候
it is the word of the testimony
那就是所见证的道
it is powerful
带着能力
it overcomes Satan
胜过主撒旦
and furthermore
更进一步
they back it up with their life
他们不爱惜自己的生命
they love not their life even unto death
虽然至死也不爱惜自己的生命
they do not love their soul life
他们不爱他们的魂生命
their flesh
他们的肉体
they are willing to deny themselves
他们在那里肯拒绝自己
take up the cross
他们舍己背十字架
and follow the Lord Jesus
跟随主耶稣
wherever the lamb goes they go
羔羊往哪里去他们都跟随
if the lamb go to Calvary they go to Calvary
哦，羔羊到加利利他们到加利利
to the cross they go to the cross
加羔羊到十字架他们到十字架
brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
they are willing to lay down their life
他们愿意放舍弃他们的生命
for the testimony of Jesus
为了耶稣基督的见证
These are the overcomers
这是得胜者
in the last days
在末后日子得胜者
Dear brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
We are living in this time
我们是活在这一个时代
We are not looking forward to death
我们不是等候死亡
We are looking forward to be raptured alive
我们是等候活着被提到宝座那里去
Do we back up our testimony with our life?
我们有没有用我们的生命来
支持我们的见证。Do we live as we say? 我们的生活跟我们所讲的是不是一致？ Is the testimony of Jesus a reality to us?
耶稣基督的见证对我们来讲是实际吗？
Does it really control our life?
它真正能够掌管我们的生命吗？
Do we really live for His testimony?
我们是不是为了他的见证而活呢？
May the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主，
we want to humble ourselves before thee.
我们愿意谦卑在你的面前。
We acknowledge that we are not what we should be.
我们实在承认我们的光景不应该这样。
So our testimony is so weak.
我们的见证是那样的软弱。
Oftentimes we even bear the opposite testimony.
多少时候我们实在失了见证。
Oh, forgive us.
饶恕我们。
Forgive us.
饶恕我们。
We repent in better ashes.
我们在你面前悔改。
Have mercy upon us.
怜悯我们。
We believe that thy grace is sufficient.
我们实在相信你的恩典够我们用。
Oh Lord,
主啊，
have mercy upon us.
怜悯我们。
Make us overcomers.
叫我们做得胜者。
For the sake of thy testimony.
为了你的见证。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名。